I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
93.7 The Fan. We want to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action. Send an email to us. We'll come out. youthsports@937thefan.com. Tell us everything that we need to know and that you know. Speaking of what we know, what do we know about our next guest, Adam Crowley?
Oh, well, we know plenty of things, but what I think you're getting at here is that he's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh. It is, of course, Jeff Hathorn.
Sure is. Jeff Hathorn, he's putting the miles on. He's making trips a little bit out east in our state to check out some farm clubs. And he did. He went to Altoona. Jeff, what did you find out? First of all, welcome in. What did you find out? Because I think if I had my days right, you would have gone to Altoona last night, right?
Yeah. Interesting game last night. I saw Carmen Malinsky. People might remember he was the competitive balance pick in 2020. It's basically a first rounder. He gave up a home run in the first inning to John Nogowski. Remember him?
The big Nogowski,
he's now a double-A first baseman, which is, you know, probably the right fit for him. And he hits this bomb, and then Malinsky's down 2-0 a minute into the game, struck out 5 of the next 6, struck out 8 overall. Guy's 6'4", throws it 95-plus, and has only given up one time. The first start of the year, has he given up more than 2 earned runs in a start? So he's starting to find it a little bit. The bad news was Matt Gorski is just clobbering home runs down there, 23 on the season, hits a triple in between second and third. He comes up lame. He kind of hobbles into third base, and it turns out he blew out his quad. So they're going to check out him. But, man, there's some talent down there. Tucapita's, you know, going through his rehab, coming back from COVID, and yeah, there are some players. Like, it's fun to see guys in the minors. It wasn't like even a year ago in AAA where it was kind of devoid of talent. Like, there's some players in this system.
Well, you mentioned Malinsky specifically, but I mean, does this give us reason to hope? You know, we've talked all morning about the idea of trading Brian Reynolds now that he seems to be approaching peak value again, given his month of June. And acquiring some young pitching high-end pitching prospects, if you can, in that deal. Does this give us hope that maybe that's not such an urgent need, or is this just the one start you happened to see while you were there?
Well, I mean, you want to see more, and Quinn Priester is coming back from his injury, and he's starting to feel a little better. He's only had a couple of starts and only had a couple of times to work with Henry Davis, but at least in those two guys, they were high-pedigree guys that other teams wanted, that are starting to throw it better, and they have, you know, easy deliveries where they should be able to be durable. And I don't know what they'll end up being, but I do think both, at least in both of those guys, they are guys that should be at the major league level within a year, maybe a year and a half.
Jeff, you were telling me before you got on the air an interesting anecdote about O'Neill Cruz that I would like you to share with the humans out there.
Yeah, when he was – I mean, O'Neill, I mean, you've seen it here over the last week and a half. He's confident. He's got the stare. Like, he's just got the makeup. And, you know, he was ready to go to the majors a couple of years ago. Like, he thought he was ready, as most players do. But when he was in AAA this year, if you watch highlights, you might catch that when he would hit a home run towards the end of his time at Indy, he would point to a fictitious watch on his wrist, and that was a signal like, it's time. I'm ready. Like, send me up.
Oh, geez. Neil Huntington would have sent him right back to Bradenton if that would have happened. He'd be a marauder right now.
Which is kind of awesome. I mean, I love the fact that he's like, he's that confident, and I think he's showing that, you know, while you want to see more consistency, he can barrel up some major league pitching.
Jeff Hathorn, he joins us right now, Fan Morning Show. All right, this is something we'd let off the show with. We're going to talk about it a little later on today. So there is a story on NFL.com. I love, I think a lot of their stuff is really, really good. But there's a story, and it is, it's about, and it's by Adam Rank, who's stuff that I like on NFL.com. And he writes about what success is for all these, he's going kind of around different teams, and what success is for the Steelers. And he writes that success would be a 500 season, above 500 season for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. You're in there as part of the local media horde all the time, and you have been for a long time. Is there a way that the optics for the national media is different from the local media in the demands of kind of what people think, or kind of what success truly is at this point now for Mike Tomlin?
I think sometimes the national media can have a better perspective because they can step back from all the stuff that we see day to day. But because we see it day to day and we're in there all the time, expectations, you know, that's not as much as people might think, oh, you know, they're just playing to get Tom on another winning season. I mean, the expectations are the Super Bowl. That's what they expect. That's what they believe. And it's not just, you know, talk like you might hear it in some franchises. Like, oh, that's a nice thing to say, but come on, they're a ways away, or they don't have that pedigree, or they don't know, you know, what to do. Yeah, this team hasn't had success in the postseason, but that's where they believe just getting into the playoffs is not good enough for them. And that's not, while I do think there are some holes on this team, I think they feel that they're better, and maybe we'll be able to justify that they are better than that.
Jeff, Josh Rountree yesterday on the PM team, and congratulations to the both of you, by the way, for your PAB award for the coverage of Ben Roethlisberger's last home game. We celebrated that yesterday, even though you guys were busy working, doing things, and winning more awards. Rountree yesterday afternoon told the PM team he wouldn't be surprised to see Kenny Pickett enter the season as still QB3 on the depth chart. What do you make of that? Do you necessarily agree with the opinion, and would it make sense?
Thank you, by the way. And Josh does a great job for us. I'm not one that believes that, yes, there's a possibility, but I want to see some training camp. I want to see these guys go out there and perform. I want to see where Pickett is at once he now can compete for the starting job. He was not competing for the starting job in OTAs. He was learning the offense and getting his feet wet and meeting people. When he gets to Latrobe, he starts competing. So while that is a possibility, I want to see them compete. Let's see what they do when they're in more game-like situations in practice and there are crowds and there are people reporting on everything they do. How do all three of these guys handle it? But I think ideally Pickett's at worst their backup this year. And if Oladokun can figure it out, I think he's an ideal three and Mason isn't there. Now, obviously injuries play a factor in that, but I mean, I don't see that for the season, but let's see them compete. I know we're all anxious, but I need to see these guys in more real settings to see where they're at from a true depth chart, not just a, hey, this is what the way Mike Tomlin's going to order you guys.
Jeff, website, 93.7 The Fan. There's so much great stuff on there. What do you got going on into the holiday weekend?
Yeah, more on the trip to AA, and it's going to be a story. I talked to Henry Davis yesterday, and some of his thoughts.
Is he good?
About his wrist. He's good. And you know, he was honest that his wrist is not where it needs to be yet. And he's kind of fighting through it right now. But Quinn Priester told me yesterday that no one works harder or knows this stuff better than him. That there are a lot of intangibles with Henry, more so than just what you see at the plate. So I thought that was encouraging too. So we'll have that, and we'll have baseball, and of course, we're only a couple of weeks from Steelers camp, so there's always stories popping up about it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.